This is the National Public Broadcast of Imam Wadeen Muhammad, Muslim leader.
Thank you. And thank you, Brother Rafa. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. It's a beautiful day today. I wish you all a very good Memorial Day. A day for remembering those who paid a price so that we will be here and can continue the life that we want to live. So we pray peace be on their souls and that they be given paradise for their sacrifices. Most important for human life is space. Space. And the management of that space. Space to live in. Germans have an expression, Lebensraum. And that's exactly what it means. Space to have your life in. Space accommodating your life and what you need to have a good life. The environment that was given to us before man became enlightened and used knowledge and science and technology to build an environment for humans to live in without fear of animals attacking or other fears from natural phenomena. Before any of that, the earth was here. And we may be taken off course if we don't think about our existence and what supports our existence. We can easily be taken off course in this time and these circumstances that we live in, where everything in our immediate surrounding reminds us of man, that man has provided these things. We sleep in a bed, the bed is in our house, our room, and everything in our immediate environment reminds us of what man did, or what man does, or what man can do. We are not in touch with what was before man, what was here before man did anything. So we can easily be taken off course and give more importance to man than to the world that was before man. The world of natural things. If we were to be thankful before man provided for us, we ought to be even more thankful now. Man, or what they call primitive man, before industry, he got all his needs from the earth. Today it's the same. It is no different. Man depends on the earth for his living space. He depends on the earth for food, for clothing, for a home or a place he can call home, for transportation, he still depends on the earth. For all of those things, and an untold number of things that are available and will be available in the future to man from God's creation. The earth is where we find our space. The earth is where we find our support for our life. The earth is where we get our transportation. And the earth also gives us knowledge. Knowledge. A bird was not taught by man to build a nest or a home for himself. The bird knows how to build a home. When time to build a home, the bird will build a home for itself. Bees, they know how to build a home. They have a home, they have factory. Yes, they have factory, they make honey. And they have to go and hunt for the materials that they need to make the honey, to make the home and the honey and everything. And their home, science says, their home is so artful. The design is so artful. And it's made of wax. And it's air conditioned. Yes. I learned this in science. The bees' home and factory, air conditioned. The temperature is regulated. Yes. See, these are the things that we miss in this busy world, in this busy, fast life. We miss these things. Now, my point is that intelligence in the public life, intelligence for the average human being living in these modern times, is perishing, dying, going away. And we have to come back to the real environment and give it some thought. And see how it supports our life. I began by saying life needs space. No one has to teach the bird how to take care of his space. It takes care of his space. You won't find a lot of CDs and barbecue bones and whatever in the bird's nest. The bird keeps that nest in good order so it stays sane and it can raise sane children, sane little birds. But the way we live, it drives us crazy. And drive our little ones crazy too. So we have to manage space. Wake up, pull yourself together, and if you are not managing your space that you live in, please take it serious, because your sanity, your good mind depends on it. You will be driven out of your own mind by an environment that shows no order, no cleanliness, It could be clean. But if it's all in disarray, things are all out of place, it can drive you crazy. They call it depression. You know, it's another word for a little crazy. And then you become chronically depressed. Now you big crazy. And it all starts with us failing to manage space. Also, life needs connections. Got to have connections. Connections begin with the birth of a germ that you can't even see with your physical eyes, the life germ, the human life germ. And it finds its place of rest in the mother, and it began to feed on the environment there. The mother supplies it with all that it needs for its growth inside of her, and she supplies it from herself. And the little germ began to make connections. It connects with itself, and it holds itself together long enough for it to grow thicker, more solid, more holding, adhering, holding together itself. Shouldn't that be a sign to us that if we want to have a life and have that life prosper, we have to hold it together? If the germ of life that comes in water, in milky water, if it would just run all over the place, we'll never have life. But it doesn't run all over the place. It sticks together. And it becomes more and more sticky, more and more adhesive, and keeps holding stronger and stronger to itself. And then comes meat. Meat forms. A fetus lump. Something that's taking shape, resembles life. But now, in this stage, we can't tell, hardly, before the fetus lump, we can't hardly tell whether what kind of life is going to be. If we could look at it, it looked like an animal. Looked like some animals growing or something. But it continues to grow and grow. Bones come into it. Bones form. And it completes the form that it has to have. And before, it was sitting up. It gets its form and it turns over. Turns over like an animal on its fours. And it comes out of the womb, comes out of the mother, like that.
We will return to today's program after these important announcements. WDM Ministries sponsored annual Islamic Convention 2006 will be held September the 1st through September the 3rd, 2006, featuring major addresses by Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Convention site, Hyde Regency, Chicago on the Riverwalk, Chicago, Illinois. The convention's theme is Earning Freedom and Economic Empowerment. We are a friendly neighbor community. Register online at www.islamicconvention2006.com. You can call 708-798-4668 or consult Muslim Journal for a complete registration form. And now back to today's program.
And we received the baby full developed, but if the wise, the free thinkers, the inspired had not given us knowledge and guidance and teachings to help us understand this, we perhaps would not be walking on 2 feet. We'd be crawling around like animals on our all fours, most likely. Knowledge of human life stands human life up. And it's the same for all other life. Whether that life inherits it, or whether it gets it by nature or instinct, it's the knowledge for that particular life that stands that life up. We can't go to a school or college and get back in touch with our real life so we can manage it without going insane. We go there with making money on our minds. Money is why we go to school. We don't go to school the way man originally went to school. Man originally went to school to find answers. And I'm not talking about a physical structure, a brick building, or something made of timber or lumber. No, I'm talking about the natural environment, the space that man found himself in. He studied that space. He saw a chicken eating and scratching the ground for its food. He saw many things that made him think and encouraged him to at least survive as well as an animal can. And he noticed that some animals survive better than others. He noticed that some animals display more intelligence than others. So he began to focus on animals that he admired for their life and their performance on earth. And he even named himself after animals. He would dress himself in animal fur and take an animal head and put it on top of his head. Yes, primitive man did these things. Now we say, oh, they were crazy. No, we are crazy. When I look at what's happening to our society and the public life, and what I hear is going on in some of these homes, we're crazy. That man was intelligent. He admired an animal that taught him how to live better. Taught him how to be better by his children, better by his wife. Don't you know wolves, the male, is a good husband and a good father? Yes. Men saw these wolves and they saw how they live in family and they admired them so much. The story of Rome is a story in myth of two brothers who found themselves without parents, alone as boys. And it was a she-wolf, the myth says, that was nursing her little babies, who also allowed the boys, or took care of the boys, and had them nurse so they wouldn't die. The boys lived and grew up, and they went across a waterway and found themselves in the land space that is now called Rome. This is the myth. This is the story. So Rome takes his name from Romulus, one of the boys. Romulus. Rome takes his name from Romulus. And we can understand how man came to appreciate animals when we know how animals have assisted man. Dogs helping him hunt for his food. Dogs protecting him against other wild animals and even wild people or bad people. The role of dogs in the life of man. So the Italians, they found a dog that had real dignity. And they identify their beginning as a people with dogs. With dogs. With dogs making it possible for them to survive until they could do better. But the dog is not the only thing. Men wear the horns of strong animals. We call them savage men. Wear the horns of strong animals because they admire those animals for their strength and power. So that inspired them, gave them a push for power. Man created great weapons. Wood wasn't strong enough. He finally had to find metal for a weapon. He used stone, he used wood, then metal, then firepower. And we got all this now, and we take all these things for granted. But how did we come by all this? The great industry we have now, the television we watch and take for granted. And we ask big questions of those who want us to have a decent life. Why? Why should I listen to you? And you watch television. And you can't tell us how that picture comes from where the people are to you in your home. You can't explain it. No kind of way. No. You can't explain it. I'm sure I don't have any wizards here in the field of technology, science and technology. But if there is one, that wizard can't tell us how it happens. He can give us theory. He can tell us what they use. But actually to explain to our common senses, a common mind, how that picture comes on TV, he can't do it. Yes, there are many things that we can't explain. So why should we always want an explanation for little simple matters in life? I want you to stop using drugs. Why should I? I like it. I want you to stop living a life of violence. This is my world. Well, it didn't start right there. You didn't start being dumb right there. You start being dumb way back there in your life. And it wasn't all your fault. Our leaders today, they're too busy trying to impress us so we'll support them. They're too busy trying to march to our beat. They're too busy to rethink life and rethink this behavior that we have in the public life. They're too busy for that. They're too busy trying to win us over. That I'm your man. And this time, we don't need anybody to be our man. We need a man that can be his own man. That can man his own life first. And then he can manage to help us with our life. This is a very difficult time we're living in. It all begins as a story of man being made and put in a garden of paradise, a garden of beauty, a garden of health, a garden of peace and security. And he lost that. The story goes in the major religions, we call the heavenly religions, the religions of Abraham. The story goes like this. He found himself in the garden, and a deceiver came up to him and told him how he can have much more than what he had then. Now, mind you, he was in paradise. He had peace, he had security, and he had his life, and he had his woman. Nobody had taken his woman. But now he's listening to a deceiver, and he's about to lose his mind and his woman. That was an environment. That was space. That's not what happened. God revealed that to tell us what he wants to happen. He wants you to take your life and be sincere with it, and be decent, be honorable, be upright, and you'll have heaven. You'll have paradise. And not to listen to anybody that want to use your tool, your mind tool, your mental tool of rationalization to deceive you into following your own reasoning to the point where you rationalize anything into the form you want it in. So the filth is not filthy anymore. You rationalize it into being clean. The act that will ruin your family and cause you to lose your life and ruin your family, you rationalize it. It ain't dangerous anymore. It's not threatening the family anymore. You rationalize it. I'm entitled to a little bit on the side. You rationalize it. After all, I work hard. And she doesn't have to want for anything. And I got her and all the boys and girls. I got all my daughters and her. I got them all doing well. I'm entitled to some pleasure of my own now. So I'm going to have this little sweet young thing right here. And I ain't going to let her know. What she doesn't know ain't going to hurt her. That's rationalizing.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributors. And thanks for listening.